We're up to the Gemara of Samach Dalad Amir Aleph. So the Gemara is in the midst of a Maisa. The Gemara started in a Samach Gimel Amir Beis, around 2, 4, 6, 8, around 10 lines from the bottom. How mevoye the havadayabel lachman baristik. Started in Samach Gimel Amir Beis. There was a mavui that there was a guy called Lachman Baristik. Tosfos says Rach Gog is Homan Baristik. But the point is, there was a person, a guy that was living there. Now, a goy cannot be part of an Erev. A goy cannot be Mevatel Rishus. A goy, you have to be Soichim Mekoymoy. So, he didn't agree to be Soichim Mekoymoy. He was scared of Kshofim, whatever the reason was. So, they were stuck. All the people in the Movi cannot make a Shittu Mevois now, because he's hindering and stopping them. Omalei, so they told him, Oigaloch, Oigalon Rishusach, Loi Oigaluhu. He didn't want to rent out his place. Also, Omalei Labaya. So, the Gemara is going to give it eights of Abaya, and we got up to the Gemara in Omer Aleph, Samach Dalet, Rav's Eitzah. So Abai's Eitzah was, Omlu Zila B'tilu Shachas Gabichad. Everyone be Mevatel. 20 inhabitants. All be Mevatel with just to one person. Havala Yochid Mokam Nochi. So it's considered now the guy living with one. And we pass like a Blazer Ben Yankov, the Isser, the Gzeira of Yomel B'Maisav only starts when you have at least two Yidden. So one is that Shchiach. So it's, now it's a Din Yochid. So everyone's mevatel reshus to one yid. So habla yochem makam nochi, v'yochem makam nochi loy osu loy osar. And Rashi Rabbi points out that that's going to help all the 19 people now because they are not part of the erev. They're mevatel reshus. So Rashi says einachanami. They can't carry stuff from their home to the chotzer, but they could carry stuff that was in the chotzer, kelim sheshavsa bechotzer, or stuff from that individual home from the person they're mevatel reshus to. Person number 20. So at least that's what you gain. But a kaponim create that it's considered a lumdus of one yid. So the Gemara Rabbi says in that. Bitul Rishus means. Bitul Rishus means open door policy. I'm a vata my Rishus, yes. My Rishus now is, so to speak, like Hefker, bottle to you. So there's only one person here.
Then what can they gain from the Rishus?
Because they're moitzi themselves from this property. If you have a person that's part of an apartment complex, and he is not part of the Erev, either you're Mishtatav in the Erev, or you're Mavata Rishus. I'm out of here. I'm physically out of here. Now, I might be here physically, but I'm out of here. I have no rights. So if you have no rights, so then it's all considered owned by one. But the Gemara asked the obvious question of that.
The whole reason why one yid and a guy, there's no gzeira of yomim imaisav, because not shchiach for one yid to live with a guy, because choshar etzicha, so he's not going to live with him. So the gzeira only starts by when it's something that's shchiach, which is at least two yidden. But over here, you don't have the metzias of not shchiach, you have 20 yidden living over here, it's very shchiach. So, what did you gain by in lomdus that it's like one yid? But lomai said it's shchiach, the gzeira should apply. Zog the mother, Omre le mi di hu tai melad lo shchicha de daire. Vocha ka daire. Over here you have many people living. Omaluhu. The Gemara gives the teretz. This whole open door policy of being mevata marishos to someone else is not shchiach. Omre le kol betul reshu sachi ga bechad milsa lo shchichi. This whole thing, this whole concept is not shchiach. Umilsa lo shchicha le goz b'rabonon. So vayt, it's not a chshash of yom and mimaisov, meaning they were not guys over here either. That was a bai zeitzah. Ozal Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua Omer l'Shmeitz Kamei de Rove. He said this over to Rove. Omalei, Daf Samach Dalet Omer Aleph. So Rove said, Im kemetal teteres Erev me'oizer mavui. There won't be an Erev at all in this mavui. This whole mavui will never need an Erev. All you have to do is be mevatel reshus every week. You don't have to make an Erev. And for the Gemara, they made a fake Erev. They collected a box of matzahs, the ma'arvi. Even though it doesn't help, because the ma'isa, the guy is hindering, but they did it in order that it shouldn't be Mevatel Teres Erev. You have this box of matzahs, people will think in the future, it'll be a michshel, they'll think that an Erev helps Makom Nochi. They make a proclamation, an announcement, it's not the box of matzahs that's doing it. It's because we're all Mevatel Rishus to one yid, so it's considered like a Yochid B'Makom Nochi. It's 20 people there, it's Lo Shkiach to do that. The machazinon. So Gemara achas ledadiki. What about the kids? The kids are not going to know in the next generation, in the future. They're going to remember when they were children. We had a box of matzahs with a guy too, and the achrozah is not going to make a difference on them. They're not going to understand the achrozah, so they'll think that it works. So this they got up to this. What the Gemara says another tale. Elo omar Rove. So Rava the Baplukta said as follows.
What do you mean if all 19 can't carry? They're not going to want to do it.
What do you mean it can't carry? They can carry in the... The Gemara says, L'shchicha, in Chanami. They can... So Rashi says two things. You're saying you're not being Mevatel Teres Erev of carrying from your own property. You're only carrying from the property of the person that you're Mevatel to or from the Kenem Sheshov Sebechotze. So Fazoi Vait, the Gemara says, you're Mevatel Teres Erev from the carrying from the Kenem Sheshov Sebechotze. They'll think that it works because without the Baksa Matzahs and without the Bittul Shus, you can't carry Kenem Sheshov Sebechotze. You have to have a Fortin Erev. So they'll think it's because of that. Zok the Gemara Elo Marove Lezel Chad Minayu Likarevle. We tell the following Eitzah: one of the Yidden should get close, buddy, buddy. Now, obviously, we're not becoming Yimel Bimaisa, but that's defeating all purpose. But get close to one of the guy. Lezel Chad, the guy that doesn't want to rent. This Nachman Lachman Baristik. So Lezel Chad Minayu Likarevle. Be close to him. Get close to him. Velisho Minay Duchta and borrow from him a place in his Rishus. Can I borrow your garage? I want to place my tools over there. Get that permission from him. Once he has that permission, and place something over there. When you place something over there, you're koina chelik in his karka. Either it means to physically place something there, either it means to physically place something there, either it means to physically place something there, or it means to be able to have a shus to place something there. I'm able to be manach something over there in the duchta. Velishim minay duchta. Velanach me'emidi. It's machlekes in the poskim how to learn up this gemara and be showing him. Does it mean to actually place something there? Or I have permission to place something there? What am I gain that I'm buddy-buddy with the guy and he lets me put something in his rishus? Zog the gemara, what you gained is the havelek eschira velekitoi. Now you become like a schira velekitoi. Schira velekitoi means as if I am working for you. I'm hired out by you. Schiva means Avedis Kolashona.
So he works for him all year.
It doesn't really work for him, but it's like he works for him. Oh. What do you gain by that? Zog Demora. So Rashi says Schiva means Avedis Kolashona. Likita means Liyamois Akotziva Osiv. Seasonal. I'm a seasonal worker, or I work for you on. I work for you. I'm always available. I'm your worker. Uh-huh. What happens when you're a Schiva Likita? So what's the Vart? The Vart is Zog Rashi. Va'om Rabida. Let's see the Gemara. So we become a Schiva Likita. Zog de Gemara, v'om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilu schirav, afilu lekitoi, noisen eruva v'dayoi. That means as follows. Usually, you have to mishtatav in the Erev. A guy, we said, cannot be mishtatav in the Erev. Because he's not part of an Erev, he's not made of an Erev. A guy, mevatel shus, not going to do either, he'll backtrack, and he'll stuck. So the only thing by a guy is to be rent of a koimoi. Well, this guy was stubborn, he didn't want to rent. When you are a schirav lekitoi of a guy, so then, you, as a Yid, could be noise in Eruva v'dayoi. Just like if a Yid lives there, he can be noise in Eruva. You now take place of the Goy, and he can be noise in Eruva. A Goy can't be noise in Eruva. A Schir of a Lakit of a Goy could be noise in Eruva v'dayoi. This is halachic ramifications. Halach l'maisel, we'll see in a second. But the Gemara is saying a big yisoy now. A Goy has to be oigel shusoy. But a Schir of a Lakit of a Goy could be noise in Eruva v'dayoi, and he can take part of it. Zok Rashi, Vom Rav Yehuda, Afilu Schir Lekita Shanochi, Im Yisraelu, a guy can't be Noisen Eruv. But if the Schir Lekita of a guy is a Yid, Noisen Eruvoi, Ibn Emovoi, Vidayoi, and that's sufficient. Now, we see over here, Rashi learns, the Machlokes is showing him, Rashi learns the word is that this Chotzer of the guy, this property in the Movoi, we look at it now as a din of a Yisrael. A Yisrael is Noisen Eruvoi. The Yid doesn't live here. Lemaisi schir lekit of a goy, he's nois to ruva dayoy. Other we showing him the Rambam in Erev in Perak Beis Aloch Yud Beis the Ravid. Others learn that a goy you have to be soichem a koymoy. But the Gemara is saying the oftu of a schir lekitoy is that the schir lekitoy of a goy he can be soichem a koymoy of the goy on behalf of the goy. Since I have a chelik in your rishus, I'm mash. Oshalei, yilishal minei duchta, since you give me a chelik in your property to put something down or to be able to put something down. So now already, on behalf of the goy, like a shliach hazah, on his behalf, I can already be soichen oiga. The goy was stubborn, he didn't want to, but I can do it for you. Even against his will, without his knowledge, I'm schiv lekitoy. I can do it behind your back. I can do anything now. I can be soichim mekoymoi. So does he study to machlokes and rishonim how to learn his gemara upon him? But how does it work? What's the lumdus of schiv lekitoy? So the Beis Yosef explains, and he says, according to Rashi, the vort is she'ela is like schiris. Since I am shoyel mekoymoi, I become like an owner in the property of the goy. I'm like soichim mekoymoi. So if I'm there, so I can mishtatv in the erev. So the goy is the stalik mehalcha. Masha'enkin, the other rishonim, the Rambam, the others learn that no, Sheila doesn't make it now that he gave me a duchter lishol boy that I'm besalak the guy from here. About I'm not mishalak the guy. The chiddush is that I can be soicher in place of the guy. Just like this guy, if he would be agreeable, he would have been soicher and oiger. I can do that on behalf of the guy. That is the machlokes we're showing him how to learn what the vart and schir of lekita is. Now, lemaisa according to Rashi, we're saying nois nehuvoi. You give the eruv. Lemaisa, the yid doesn't live here. This is a fake person that's living here. What kind of erev? Erev, you have to be oichel pito. You have to live there. He doesn't live here. What's the pshat in this whole vart? So the Rashi, but other Rishonim want to say the vart is because really diras akum loy shmei dira. Really, the guy doesn't live here. Even though he's here, he doesn't really hinder. It's only a gzega, this whole din. So vibalt beetzmi doesn't live here. So if azoy vait were makel by schir v'lekitoy that the yid could be. Can be mishtatav in the Erev, even though he doesn't be'etzim live over here. Now, the Beis Yosef, it comes out at the end, he says you have to do both things. You have to do Sai Soich on behalf of the Goy, and Sai be mishtatav be'erev also. Lemaisa, there's a Yid over here, a Yid has to be mishtatav be'erev, and he's on behalf of the Goy, so he's Soicher in place of the Goy. So really, it's a Chumra, he says, comes out both things. Sai am Erev, as a yid, because I'm lemaisa yid, and say I'm soicha on behalf of the goy because I befriended him and I have this mokum that I have. Now, why is this halacha lemaisa very negeya? Anytime you go to a big city, there's an erev in the city, there's goyim in the city. You think every goy agrees? Every goy you gave him $5 to be part of the erev? The pshat is what we do is we work with the lomitz of schir lekitoy. We go to the mayor of the city. We go to the fire department. Fire department has the schir lekitoy. They can go to every person's property, break open the door, and do what they have to do. Or the electric company goes into every person's home for the meter, or the mayor of the city, maybe the mayor is different, doesn't have a shaykhus to every person's home, or the police department, they have a shaykhus in a hotel. Let's say you need an Erev Chatzeres. The concierge. The concierge has shaykhus to every person. He can go, so you give him $5, and you rent your shoyel, a mokum in the lobby. So now I become on behalf of the goy, and I can be now a chelik of the erev, the yidden that are there, even though there's goyim that are hindering. But the schir of lekita we use halacha lemaisa in any time we make an erev when there's goyim. There is a kula that's brought down in the Beis Meir that says be'etzem in chutz la'aretz today the whole yom b'maisav doesn't apply. What's the whole vart? We don't only live with the goy because yom b'maisav. We're living ben ha'akum. There's no yom b'maisav. This is the metzias we're in for the past 2,000 years in Golas. So it's a tziruf with the Beis Meir that be'etzem, a goy, there's no, be'etzem doesn't hinder, that because it's not really a din eruv that he hinders, it's only yom b'maisav. Yom b'maisav really doesn't apply today, so because we live amongst the goyim. So be'etziruf, the schir of lekita, you rely on the police department or the fire department or the mayor of the city or whoever has a shaykhus to the city on behalf of the goyim, your shoyl mokum in this public area, and the mailer, that's how you make an Erev. Zogti Gemara. Zogti Gemara, Omer le'abai le'rav Yosef. Hoi yishom chamisha schirah ve'hei lekitoi ma'u. Let's say there are 5 schirah ve'lekitois living in, or having a chelik in the goy's property. There's 5 of them. So, in the Beis Anochi, since there's 5 of them, that given different chadorim, have reshus and different aliyahs, so, do you now have to have all 5 of them being mishtatav? Or no? Do we say schir lekita is a kula dekadin? We're mekel. We allow a goy to be not hinder the erev. I de schir lekita. We're not concerned to be machmir with the din of schir lekita. Omale abayil Rav Yosef hoishem chamisha schir lekita imahu. Omale im omre schir lekita lahakel. We said it as a kula. Yom schir lekita lahachmir. It's only going to come a chomer dekadin now because it's 5 of them. That not schir lekita is a kula dekadin. Not to be machmir on you. 5 schir lekitois. There's 5 different individuals that the guy allowed different rooms in his house for them to store stuff. Do we now have to have all 5 be mishtatav in the Erev? They don't live at these yidden. No. Or we say, no, schir lekitah is a kula. Not going to make it suddenly into a chumra. It's not going to turn into a chumra. If it will be a chumra, then you have to have All five of them be Rashi learned what's about in Skilla Kitoi. He has to be Mishtatav in the Erev. Do you need all these five individuals that aren't even part of this Mavi be Mishtatav in the Erev Chatzeres?
Between themselves.
Between the old other inhabitants. There's 50 people living here. And there's one Goy Shahom. And this Goy Shahom has five people that he's friend befriended. They don't live here.
In one guy.
In one guy. No, one guy that have five skilled kids in different chadorim in his home. Do you suddenly now be machmir that the din skilled kid has been end up being a chumra? And that the Gemara says no, skilled kid is lahakel. It's not lahachmir. Zok the Gemara gufam Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. I feel the skill. I feel the kid to know his nevu v'dayoy. Omer Rav Nachman, kamem al yehosh shmeitzer. What a beautiful shmeitzer! What a beautiful statement. As every year, Zok a hellicha Gemara. That's what he said. Kamem al yehosh shmeitzer. Omer Rav Yehuda Shmuel. If someone drank a revius of wine, al yoyre, he shouldn't paskin. And if you show him in Sanhedrin say, it means that he shouldn't paskin dine isaveheta. Because you might mess up if you drank. Masha'enke in dine mominus, not the end of the world if you drank a revius. Because worst case scenario, you'll retract the din. You took from Ruvain money, you'll give it back. So mele mominus might be different. It's efshe b'chazara. Al kaponim, you can't be yoyre. Omer Rav Nachman, Loi ma'al yehosh shmeitzer. This is not a good shmeitzer. Why? Because I hold the opposite. It's not a good shmeitzer that if you drink, you can't paskin. Fakert. I always hit the bottle before I paskin. Do I know called kama de loy shatina revi yosu de chamra loy tzila datoi? My mind is not clear. Ich daf a bissel schnaps. I drink in a bissel revius and like this I have a clear mind. Oma le rove. My time, Omer Mahochi, why did you say that loy ma'al yoho shmeitzer, that it's not a good shmeitzer? After all, Omer Rav Acha Bachanina, my dechsiv, it says the poskin Mishle, v'roye zoy nois, it says a double vav, zoy nois, ye'oved hoin, someone who's roye zoynes, he's ye'oved, he'll lose out hoin. What does that mean? Kol ha'oymer shmua zu noy v'zu eni noy. This shmua of Chazal, this is nice. Does a hellich shmeitzer. Und does it nisht. It's terrible. Ma'abit hoinish al Torah. He loses out the hoin of Torah. The Mashah says that not just if you say zu noe, zu eni noe. Even if you just say zu noe, dos is noe, that's also no good. Because that implies that the other ones are not noe. You shouldn't say that either. In fact, the Rishash, we find all over Chazal, it says many times, kama mailach shmeitzer. So what's the chisaron? So he could be mechalik. There's a difference between kama maila shmeitzer and zunoye. Zunoye comes to imply this lafuk is something else. So that staka is no good either, Dr. Mashal. Mashal, kama maila shmeitzer, like the Rishash is asking, that's not fair. Kama maila shmeitzer is not saying something else is not. I'm just giving a compliment on this halacha sugya. So that's a little different. Like upon him. So how did you say that this is no and this is not? L'chayim ma'abed ha'inu shal Torah. You forget the Torah. So you told him, Hadribi, I'm retracting what I said. You're right. It's not a good thing to say. I'm not saying that it's not a good Shmaitzah. Yes, a good Shmaitzah. I stay away from that. Zog di Gemara. Omar Rabba Barav Huna, Shosui. Someone who drank wine, Al Yispalul, should not daven. If he davened, if he drank, he doesn't have to daven again. His tefillah is chal. He doesn't have to daven shmonese again. However, shikur, there's a difference between someone who drank and someone who's drunk. Shikur, someone who's a shikur, al yispalo, he shouldn't daven. And he's not yoytze davening. And he has to daven again. That's enough kamina. If you're a shikur or a shosui, is it al yispalo, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, it's chal. Or it's teyevo and you have to daven again. Zog demar, what's shosi and what's shikur? Hechidom is shosi, hechidom is shikur. Ki hod ereb abba ba shumne ve rame nashe ba yirmiya mi gifti. Have a kamaftri ma adodi. When they parted from one another, amabre de nahay yufta, by the river of nahay yufta, omru kol chad minon, they said to one another, leime milsed lo shmiya lechavrei. Tell me something that I did not know about. Like this, the omam mori barav hune lo yipotr odi mechaveroi, ele mitoch dvar alocha. When we part, we should part from a dvar halacha. Why? Shemitoch kach zoichoy. Like this, I'll remember you. I said a dvar halacha, I'll remember you. Others learn that not to say, I'll remember you. I'll remember the halacha. The halacha was said as at a crossroad, at a juncture where I parted with a good friend. So maybe I'm going to remember the halacha. Mitoch kach zoichoy. Either the person or the halacha. Al kaponim, what did they say? Pasach chad v'omar. Hechi domi shosui, hechi domi shikur. What difference between a shosui and a shikur? Shosui means kol shiach ledab lefri ha-melech. I'm able to still speak to a king. I might be a little woozy. I might be alcohol level. I drank more than a vias, but the ma'aseh I can still be medab lefri ha-melech. Shikur means kol she'en yochel ledab lefri ha-melech. I can't even speak in front of the king. And then tfilosei te'eva einat yoyt shemen esrei. That was one v'alocha that one of them said. Posach idach. The other one said as follows. Another memra that mitoch kach zoychoi. V'omar hamachzik b'nichzei ager. A ger doesn't have any yorshim, so all is the chasam a hefker. So a guy can become a multimillionaire from one day to another. Even machzik b'nichzei ager. Mayasev is kaima b'yodoi. What should you do? That you shouldn't have an ein hara on your nechasim. People are gonna have a bad eye. You want your nechasim to remain. Mayasev is kaima b'yodoi. Yikach behen sefer Torah. You should buy Zog Drashi with part of the money. That doesn't have to be all the money. Zog Drashi be miktsosom. Uveschar elu yiskay machem b'yodoy. Once you took part of the money and you bought a sefer Torah with it, which is constantly used by people, so it's a schus. So mele there won't be an ein hara and yiskay me minachosov. Yikach behen sefer Torah. It doesn't say stam to give tzedakah because that's mice used. Here it's constantly gonna be nistamish. So yikach behen sefer Torah. Zog di Gemara. Even though the pasuk it's tzitkosi or medes la'ad, but the ma'aseh this is something that is really being used constantly. Sefer Torah, zok di gemara, omer av sheshes. Not just when a person is machzik b'nichse ager, you have to worry about ein hara and buy a sefer Torah with part of the money. Afilu zok di gemara samchadalad amet beis bal b'nichse ishtoi. A person marries a woman and she's a very wealthy woman. She's a multimillionaire, and now the baal is zoicha in her nichse milug. So over there also, he should also do something with it that it shouldn't be shalta be'eino. He shouldn't have an ein hara. Rav Omar, afilu ovad iske v'rovach. Even if you had a good business deal and you made a lot of money, you should also do something like this and buy a sefer Torah. Rav Papa Omar, even less than that. Not just nichsi ager, afilu, not just ishtoi, not just a good deal, but you did something for it. Afilu motza metzia, you find something for free on the street, still you have to be worried about an ein hara, and you should also do something like buying a sefer Torah. And that Rav Nachman says, and we'll stop over here, Om Rav Nachman Yitzchok, afilu kosa bu tfilin. You don't really have to write a sefer Torah. Even if you write tfilin, it's also in the chosim of miskayim biyodoy. What's the word in tfilin? Tfilin is less, because tfilin, after all, is a shtamshas only for an individual. It's not like a sefer Torah with a tzibur uses. So the chiddush is, if you did something that's a divine mitzvah with part of the money. So it's this kaimu biyodoi afilu kosabot filin. We'll stop over here at the top of Samach Dalad Amad Beis.